Classic Hits 99.7 KFRC.
Well, it is a big weekend of many things. Of course, a lot of eyes will be on our Oakland Athletics for baseball, but still, football season for Giants fans is more important. Right,
they've
now
moved on.
Yes, yeah. Like Aaron no longer pays attention to baseball. That used to be all about baseball. Suddenly it's all Niners, huh?
Giants are dead to me.
Okay, all right, fine. Oh my goodness. Well, to do football picks today, we've got my son Lewis, who is in the third grade, and he's not had such a good year so far with the football picks, but we'll see if we can do a little better today. All right, Lewis, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, last week you got beat by SpongeBob. I know, sorry. So this week you're going to go against your old nemesis, Dennis O'Donnell from Channel 5.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
We got the Philadelphia Eagles against the San Francisco 49ers.
Ah! Ah!
Oh, is that a bird?
Yeah, eagle.
Excellent. Good choice. Okay, how about the Atlanta Falcons at New Orleans? It's the Monday night game.
So that's the Falcons against the Saints.
Saints? Yeah.
Now you're not going to go two birds in a row.
Nah.
Now, from Channel 5, your KPIX sports director, Dennis O'Donnell.
Gary and Dean, good morning.
Great to hear from you again.
What has it been, like a year?
Something like that. We decided to bring you back because last year, Lewis kind of kicked your butt, my then 8-year-old son. And this year, we decided to go against some heavy hitters. So far, let's see, we had Terry Bradshaw do football picks. He kicked Lewis's butt. SpongeBob SquarePants. He kicked Lewis's butt.
Oh, so I see what this is all about. You need a little confidence builder for your son.
Yeah, we need a ringer. We need somebody who sucks.
You need a little self-esteem. Well, hey, I'm your punching bag. Good morning.
Dennis. Philadelphia Eagles at San Francisco. Who's going to take that one?
Okay, I know who he's going with. I'm going with the 49ers. I'm a believer. I went over the St. Louis Rams last week. Their offensive line looks good. Antonio Brown looks good. Frank Gore is one of the better backs in the league. I'm going with San Francisco. Forget what happened last year. Forget that 42-3 score.
They are for real. They are for real.
Well, I don't know. Well, it's a statement game. No one calls it on Sunday, so I'm taking the 49ers.
Okay. Right.
Okay, Monday Night Football. The Falcons and the Saints. It's the return to New Orleans.
If they don't fix that game for the Saints to win, then somebody's got their head up, you know, because that game is one where it's proof that sports means something, you know. Sports draws the entire country to one area that got wiped out by the hurricane. So I'm going with the Saints just by virtue of the hurricane recovery.
There you go.
All right, Dennis, thank you so much, and we will watch you on Channel 5.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
I know. Are people going to be mad at the Falcons if they beat the Saints?
That's a tough spot to be in because you want to win,
really,
but
is.
On the other hand, it's sort of like,
well, of course.
Mm.
I don't think so. I think just the whole fact that
it's a game.
It's there, it's Monday night, and
it's a game.
They still get the glory no matter who
wins
the game.
Yeah, that's all people feel
they
got
to play, right?